Welcome to Embrace It All with Certified Life Coach, Angela Adams. Although living with anxiety can be a challenge, did you know that you can really enjoy your life and thrive despite dealing with anxiety? Come with me and let me show you how you can love and embrace all of it. Are you ready? Let's go. Hey everyone, welcome back. I am so glad you're here. I don't know about you, but I love this time of year. I always look forward to the middle of May, not just because it's my birthday, although that's pretty great, right? But because here in Arizona, that's when my kids would always finish school for the year. And in fact, I've actually had two high school graduations fall exactly on my birthday. And honestly, I thought that was the best birthday gift ever. Anyway, I love having my children home during the summer. I always loved having them home. Not everyone feels that way, I know, and there's nothing wrong with that. I know there's a lot of moms out there that are just dreading this time of year, but I always looked forward to it. I just loved having my kids, not having a schedule, and just doing those fun things in the summer. And even though my kids are grown and gone and on their own, I am looking so forward to those few times that I'll have with all of them this summer. So I just really love this time of year. So the other day, one of my sons asked me to find a picture for him, one at the time that he was around 5 or 6 years old. Anyway, as I went through looking through all of my pictures, I took a trip down memory lane. Don't you do that? I love looking at pictures. And it was so fun looking at those pictures of our young family. And as I was doing this, there were actually two thoughts that came to mind. One, we really did have a lot of fun times together, even when we were doing just even the most mundane of activities. And two, I took a ton of pictures. I took so many pictures. I don't know. One of these days, I am going to get them all organized the way I want to. That's a goal. Not today, though. But in many of those family pictures, my focus was on the mother staring back at me. And I think it's because Mother's Day is fast approaching, and I had this on my mind. And so as I looked into her eyes, I could see this young mom who would do and give anything for her family, but who constantly wondered if she would ever be good enough for them. I could see in her eyes a mother who, despite her best efforts, went to bed every single night with a long list of regrets and all the things that she messed up during the day, hoping that she didn't permanently scar her children for life. And I saw a woman who loved her family fiercely, but often forgot to love herself, focusing so many times on her own imperfections and even questioning why God would trust her of all people to raise these children in the first place. Does this sound familiar to any of you? I know I have a variety of younger moms and moms that fall in the emptiness category. But does any of this sound familiar to you? Well, I was just spending the day with my own mom, in fact, this last week. And as we were talking about Mother's Day coming up, she told me that she hated this holiday. And I was a little shocked because here she was, my own mother, the woman who, in the eyes of her 7 children and her 19 grandchildren, is somewhat of a superhero. And here she was telling me that she hated this day. Then I wondered if it was because she too felt all those feelings that started coming up with me as I was looking at the younger version of me in those pictures. So this got me to thinking, what is it that I would want that younger version of myself to know? If I had the chance to really talk with her right now, knowing what I know now, and at the age I am now, what would I want to tell her? Have you ever thought of that? What would you say to your younger self, the one that's in the throes of motherhood? Where would you picture yourself? I picture myself, as I was thinking about this, I was picturing myself sitting next to her outside, maybe even with my arm around her. And this is what I would want her to know. I would want her to know that what she is doing is the hardest and the most important thing she could be doing in her life right at this very moment. Now, I know you will have days when your kids are cranky and demanding, the house is a wreck, and nothing seems to be going according to plan. And quite honestly, running away seems to be very, very tempting. But just know that although those days or weeks seems like they will never end, they do. Nothing is permanent. And before you know it, your kids will be grown and on their own. But in those frustrating times and those moments, I want you to know that God is always, always aware of your struggles and is only a prayer away. Believe me, He trusts you and He wants to help you. I would tell her that there is no such thing as the perfect mother. So quit trying so hard to be perfect and quit beating yourself up when you mess up. Here's the deal. You are the perfect mother for your children. You are exactly what your children need, and your children are exactly what you need. You're going to mess up. You're going to mess up a lot, and that's okay. The best thing you can do for yourself and for your children is to be quick to forgive yourself and own up to those times you mess up. Being a mother really is the epitome of on-the-job training at its best. There's no instruction manual that comes with each child. We know that. You are learning and growing every day right along with your children. And that means you're going to get it right a lot of the time, and you are going to get it wrong just as much. And offering that same compassion to yourself as you offer to your children every single day will go a long way. Think about what Celeste Davis says. She says, "I find that when I treat myself as Christ would treat me, with kindness, forgiveness, love, and understanding, I feel confident and grateful. But when I'm hard on myself, I feel anxious and overwhelmed." Don't forget to treat yourself with kindness. I would tell her that really, in the end, the only thing that really matters is that you love your children. Now, don't get me wrong. I know that there are going to be some days that are a lot easier than others. I get it. Believe me. And you are going to have days where you don't particularly like one or even all your children. But believe me, there is no doubt that you truly do love each one of them as unique and as individual as they are. I love what M. Russell Ballard says. He says, "There's no one perfect way to be a good mom. Each situation is so unique. Each mother has different challenges, different skills and abilities, and certainly different children. And the choice is different and unique for each mother and each family. Many are able to be full-time moms, at least during most of the formative years of their children's lives, and many others would like to be. Some may have to work full or part-time. Some may work at home. Some may divide their lives into periods of home and family and work. What matters is that a mother loves her children deeply and, in keeping with the devotion she has for God and her husband, prioritizes them above all else." I would tell her that at the end of the day, when all you want to do is focus on all that went wrong, just take a moment and recount the small, joyful things that made you smile throughout the day. And focus on those. You're going to be surprised at what happens. That impish little grin, or the quick hug after putting on a Band-Aid for the millionth time that day, will really soften your heart and help you see the joy that comes in those little moments. Yes, there will be loud frustrations during your day, but there will also be many quiet joys as well. So don't forget to look for and remember those and focus on those. I would also tell her, take time to recharge your battery. If the dishes need to wait a little longer, then let them wait. If the laundry needs to stay unfolded for a little while, that's okay. Give yourself permission to recharge in whatever way you need to. You can't give from an empty well. So take time to fill yours. And I guarantee your family will appreciate it. And then I would tell her this. You are remarkable. You're amazing. And don't ever, ever forget that. Always believe in what you are doing. The world will tell you in such loud voices that being a mom is second rate to being successful in the corporate world. Don't you dare believe it. I know it's hard sometimes because it seems like you never get the appreciation or the recognition you deserve. But believe me, heaven is taking notes of the sacrifices and the work you are doing as a mom. I echo the words of Rachel Jonkovic. She says, motherhood is not a hobby. It's a calling. It's not something to do if you can squeeze the time in. It's what God gave you time for. We women were created to be mothers, nurturers, and the influence we have as mothers is a gift from God, and it's eternal. You may want to work, or you may even need to work outside your home, and there's nothing wrong with that, but understanding the eternal value, the gift, and the importance of raising children, that will help you stay focused on what matters most and where your time and energy is best served. These are just a few things that, as I was thinking about talking with my younger self, these are the things that I would tell her. And these are the things I felt were so important for you, my listeners, to hear. Now, before I finish, I wanted to share with you a few quotes that I have when it comes to the influence and importance of mothers. Now, hopefully, as you listen to these, you will all realize what amazing mothers you are to your children. George Washington says, "My mother was the most beautiful woman I ever saw. All I am, I owe to my mother. I attribute my success in life to the moral, intellectual, and physical education I received from her." What a tribute. I love what Jill Churchill reminds us. She says, "There's no way to be a perfect mother, and a million ways to be a good one." That's so true. Emily Dickinson says, "A mother is one whom you hurry to when you are troubled." Isn't that the truth? Who do you pick up the phone and call? Your mom. Penelope Cruz actually said, "All those cliches, those things you hear about having a baby and motherhood, all of them are true. And all of them are the most beautiful things you will ever experience." Julie Beck reminds us that there is eternal influence and power in motherhood. And Michael Jordan echoes this when he says, "My mother is my root, my foundation. She planted the seed that I base my life on. And that is the belief that the ability to achieve starts in your mind." Donna Ball reminds us that motherhood is a choice you make every day to put someone else's happiness and well-being ahead of your own, to teach the hard lessons, to do the right thing even when you're not sure what the right thing is, and to forgive yourself over and over again for doing everything wrong. Oh, I love that. A mother is a person who, seeing there are only 4 pieces of pie for 5 people, promptly announces she never did care for pie. How many of us are guilty of doing that, right? And Linda Wooten reminds us that being a mother is learning about strengths you didn't know you had and dealing with fears you didn't know existed. Stephanie Precourt says, there will be so many times you will feel like you failed, but in the eyes, heart, and mind of your child, you are a super mom. And that's what I wanted my mom to know that day. If at the end of the day, everyone feels loved, then you have done enough. And whenever you feel discouraged, just remember, you are the center of the universe to tiny humans you made from scratch. You're kind of a big deal. I love that. As a mother, you have been given divine instincts to help you sense your children's special talents and unique capabilities. And Connie Schultz says, when you're in the thick of raising your kids by yourself, you tend to keep a running list of everything you think you're doing wrong. I recommend taking a lot of family pictures as evidence to the contrary. All my single moms listening out there, you are a big deal. Quit beating yourself up and take those pictures. George W. Bush says this, the bond between mothers and their children is one defined by love. As a mother's prayers for her children are unending, so are the wisdom, grace, and strength they provide to their children. And I think this one really made me think. E. M. Forster says this, I am sure that if the mothers of various nations could meet, there would be no more wars. That, my friends, is powerful. That is the influence of a mother. You are all perfect mothers for your children. You are the perfect mother for them. And I don't want you to ever forget it. All right, my friends, have a wonderful week and a very, very happy Mother's Day. And I will talk to you next week. Have you ever wondered what life coaching can do for you? Sign up now for a free coaching consultation at AngelaAdamsCoaching.com. I would love to be your coach.